Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Live from the land that freedom forgot, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Whoa. It's show 675. We had Dan Schmutter on last week, continuing our 2A heavy hitter series. I still have about 40 more guests that have lined up, not counting reoccurring guests and our perennial and annual guests that we have on. And this is a week after I went down to the women's dinner, which our guest is going to talk about today, the CNJFO Women for Gun Rights banquet at the mansion on Main Street. But some heavy hitters aren't guys that weigh 250 or 500 pounds. Some heavy hitters are 5 foot tall women that are very petite and tiny and well-spoken. And they also have garnered heavy hitter status. And that is, I'm going to talk a little bit of an introduction about Sandy Hickerson. She works in retail and she wants to be able to defend herself and her family. And about 10 years ago, she decided to buy her first gun. She took an NRA pistol class. She loved it. She started doing some steel plate competition, a little bullseye shooting, and she currently participates in league shooting. And then once she started learning the New Jersey gun laws, like so many other people, the fire was lit. She contacted her representatives. What else does she do, Sandy? She becomes an NRA range safety officer, certified pistol, rifle instructor, like the rest of us, right? Yeah. Now, this is Sandy Hickerson. She is also a chapter leader for the Well-Armed Women, a board member for the Garden State 2A grassroots organization, and then a legislative coordinator for Women for Gun Rights. And now she's the assistant director. She's a member of the NRA, FPC, GOA, SAF, ANGRPC, CNJFO, NJFSC, and administrator of Firearms Owners Syndicate. She's one of the admins. When she has downtime, which we don't know when that is, she's also the vice president of the Cologne Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, secretary for Absecon 9/11 Memorial Founders Committee, member of the Absecon Community Affairs Committee, member of the Asikin Republican Club and the Atlanta County Republican Club Committee. She's also a member of the Lafayette Quilt Guild. I don't know where the hell she finds time for this. And she helps volunteer at the American Legion. But most importantly, she believes in God, and God has blessed her as a caretaker for her mom, who I met. Her mom was there at the dinner as well. So this is someone who, when I approached her, didn't think she had heavy hitter status. And because you know what it is? When you're in it, you don't realize how deep in it you are, because it just becomes a part of your environment and your life. Without further ado, heavy hitter extraordinaire, because we're going to talk about the dinner that they threw down there. Sandy Hickerson, welcome to Gun for Hire Radio.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here with you.
Well, we're honored to have you here. Absolutely. Oh, we are. You went through the whole process that 99% of the guests and heavy hitters we have on this show. You get into the shooting sports, you catch the bug, you reach out for every bit of knowledge and information you can find. You take every course you find, you join every local league and organization you can find. And then all of a sudden you find yourself becoming an activist.
Yes.
Well.
Exactly. Right.
Your
welcome
life
aboard.
Is ruined. Your life is ruined.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So we need more like you. Obviously, you have so many tentacles out there in this environment. And again, you don't fit the narrative of an old white guy. You fit the narrative of a middle America woman.
Yes.
And we need so many more of those in our army, you know. Oh, and I got to tell you something, Berardi, you weren't at this dinner. So Tracy and I drove down the turnpike. It only took about an hour and a half to get to Voorhees. It was exit 3 on the turnpike. And the mansion on Main Street is a beautiful facility. They were actually opened up a little early, and a beautiful bar with top shelf booze. It was free. It wasn't a cash bar until the event started. It was a free bar. So I had a drink. Tracy had a drink. ton of Gun for Hire alumni were there, a ton of people that have been on the show. We're going to go over that list later. But Sandy, that stuff doesn't happen by accident. You guys put on a wonderful, wonderful event, and there was probably over 160 people there. Tell us about Women's for Gun Rights and women getting involved and the dinner and the activism and everything. So I'm gonna give it to you, and I'll interject once in a while because I have some points I want to cover. But please tell us how you got here in your own words and leading up to the dinner and the Women's for Gun Rights and everything. We need some more inspiration out there to get some more lazy men and women off their tushies.
Absolutely. Well, I guess, honestly, I have to start with Mark Cheeseman. I became friends with him on Facebook and started following him, and he's just been a great inspiration. And somewhere along the line, I was able to become friends with Teresa Einacker. And when she came out with at the time it was DC Project, Women for Gun Rights, which is now Women for Gun Rights, she had invited me to join. And I said, absolutely. And this was like, I don't know, 3 years ago. And so then when Mark Cheeseman, a few years back, you know, we started with the whole sanctuary movement, not the, you know, the illegal immigrant sanctuary. I'm not referring to that. I'm talking
sanctuary.
About the firearms sanctuary.
You were huge pushing town yes. to town, county to county. So go ahead, continue,
yes.
please.
Yes, Mark Cheeseman was looking for individuals to step up and to cover their counties. So I sent him a text and I was like, hey, Mark, I'm willing to do Atlantic County if you don't have anyone. And so he was like, absolutely. So I started with that and then got more involved legislatively, you know, going to every town council meeting. I went over to 100 council meetings in and around my county. Just hounding my mayors. I mean, you got to start off small, right? And work your yep. way up the chain.
Wait,
and,
but starting off small, how tall are you?
I am 4'11" and a half.
Sandy, could you imagine the surprise? Like the townspeople see this well-mannered, you know, good-looking,
yes.
middle-aged woman that's not even 5 feet tall, and then all of a sudden she unleashes the Kraken on them. You're such a foil. It's such a plant. I love it. So continue. So
well,
100 meetings and you were out
yes,
there.
Yes, over 100 meetings. And we were off to a great start. And then like everything else in the country, COVID hit and kind of just stopped us in our tracks.
Yep.
But working also with Teresa for Women for Gun Rights, you know, we've been able to meet our senators and our assembly women, assembly men. And we actually, right, I'm down here in South Jersey, Atlantic County. So we were able to meet with Assemblywoman Claire Swift. And we walked into that meeting. She looked at us and she looked at me and she's like, you don't look like a firearms owner.
Ah,
like, right? Yeah. So like you're saying, you know, it... We're Americans, right? We have this is our God-given right to defend ourselves. You know, it's me and my mom at home. And what would I do if that 200-pound man came to the door? I want to be prepared.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so, you know, I'm just me. I'm just little old Sandy Hickerson. And, you know, your voice is important. We need to get out and we need to talk with our representatives. You know, people think that, oh, it's just me. They're not going to listen to me. Well, you know, if more of us stepped up and spoke and told them how we feel and that, you know, we support the right to own a firearm, they're going to start listening to us. Unfortunately, we just don't have the backing. We don't have those people stepping up. And I get it, right? We're all at work. We all have families. We're all busy. But, you know, you got to find that little bit of extra time. Take a break. On your 15-minute break, send them an email.
Yep.
You don't know how to contact them? There's Google. Ask Siri. Today's technology, it makes it so easy to contact your representatives.
You know, so, you don't, you're in it. You don't realize how many people you've affected in the past 3, 4, 5 years because you just assume it's you you're focusing on. But think about all of the people that you've left your mark on and you've lit the fire under firsthand, secondhand, and thirdhand. You don't even realize you have an army of thousands out there that you, I always talk about throwing the pebble into the lake. You know, you threw the pebble in the lake and the ripples just keep going out there, right?
Yeah.
So go ahead, continue. Yes. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. No, I had a great team down here in Atlantic County when we were doing the sanctuary movement. There was about a dozen of us that we would work together and we'd be like, okay, we're going to go to this town next. We're going to go to this meeting. We're going to, you know, try and have a meeting behind the scenes before their council meeting. And I just had great volunteers that helped me here in Atlantic County. So you're absolutely right. You know, you go with a few people, but then those few people tell a few people and it just goes on and on.
You had at your dinner, you had Ed the Trucker, Senator Ed Durr. You had Heather Darling,
love
who's
Senator
also
Durr.
A politician. You had me. You had Amanda Suffolk Hall and what's his name? Todd Ellis. You had three NRA board members at your dinner. You had Charlie
Fabulous.
Cook as the MC. You had Gabby Franco, Andy Mars, Lucretia Hughes, Dick Heller. You had, of course, John Petrolino, Kelly Pigeon, Sandy Hickerson obviously was there. Mike Baruti at the Mansion in Main Street ran it. You had all of the women for your event. You had so many hitters and heavy hitters in that room. Jay Factor was in that room. And Mark Cheeseman was in that room. And a ton of other 2A people. I want to thank my boy Rennie. For buying me the first drink. It was free open bar, you cheap bastard. But anyway, I'm going to buy you a drink, he said. He went over to the bar, got me a drink, brought it back. Then I found out it was free. But anyway, you know, I did the $500 challenge with Tony.
Thank
Simon.
You very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then Tracy and I bought a sponsorship. And then what happened was you guys had pocket constitutions there. This is a funny story, Sandy, because I like to do marketing, right? So they had pocket constitutions, and the girl, was her name Marilyn behind the counter? I don't know her name.
Cheryl.
Cheryl. So
we
she said,
Cheryl,
I said,
yes.
I said, Cheryl, I said, how many of those you have? She goes, oh, I have a bunch of them here. I took them to the front. I gave them to Charlie Cook, and I made Charlie Cook announce, anybody wants one of these, it's $20, and Dick Heller will autograph them. I didn't even ask Dick Heller if he would autograph them. It took both of his hands. I just won it, right? He's sitting at the table. This poor bastard doesn't know it. With 2 minutes later, Sandy Hickerson, did he not have a conga line standing at his table?
He sure did. Yes.
Brad
that was
Hendricks,
a wonderful idea.
Brad Hendricks bought five of them for his guys at work, you know, who's another active guy on Reddit and just helping out with our website and everything. But it was so cool. And then I bought the last one and I gave it to Sandy Hickerson. Right,
yes.
Sandy?
It was so
because
nice
you
of
deserve,
you. Thank you
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
You deserve one more than anybody. So now, you know, next year, next year what you do is a picture with Dick Heller and a signed constitution for $50. Right, Sandy?
There
right.
you go.
Parati?
Right.
Listen, you got a horse, ride it. Dick Heller was there. You
damn
don't put
right.
him on your back and walk him around.
Absolutely right.
It was such a great evening.
Oh my God. So, Sant Berardi, about 160 people. Just a phenomenal evening. By the way, Hickerson, Berardi is a dessert fiend. They had like a buffet table for dessert, and they had miniature everything, Sandy. Carrot cake, cheesecake, cannolis, eclair.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Delicious. Yes.
I set my wife up to get one of each.
Absolutely.
Which she did. There was just so many 2A supporters in that room, and it was so much fun. And your speakers, you had a rabbi speak. You had Gabby Franco speak. Who else spoke, Sandy?
Lucretia
tell us a little
Hughes.
Bit about that. Lucretia
oh,
Hughes, who lost a son to gun violence, and she became an activist, Berardi. She's always at the NRA when I go to board meetings because she's on a couple of committees, and now she's thinking about running for a board seat, which is good because – the NRA, we're going to our final transformation. That'll be on a later show. So, Sandy Hickerson, what is next? You're doing an NRA dinner.
I am. I
forgot
to put
that
on the list.
Enough on your plate. No, but I didn't forget to put it on the list. Okay. September 14th, the Atlantic County Friends of the NRA dinner at the Cologne Firehouse. If you go to friendsofnra.org, if you go to friendsofnra.org and click on it and look for events, you will find Sandy Hickerson's event. Are you the chair of that?
I am, yes.
Oh, yes. See, yes. Sandy, she doesn't do that much. She's just a little person. Right. She don't do anything.
I don't do much, no. You know, I had just last month I went to the Salem County and Friends of the NRA dinner. They had it there at their sporting club, Salem County Sportsmen's. And I just had such a wonderful time. I met Greg Nice, the NRA representative, and he did such a fantastic job. Yes. And what really hooked me was the guy that does the silent auction.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
He's going to be fantastic. Your person at your dinner?
The auctioneer. And I reached out to the guys that did the dinner and I'm like, hey, I need your auctioneer. I need his name. I need his number. I need him at my auction. And he has graciously agreed to come and be my auctioneer. And his name is Chad Harp. And I am so honored and happy to have him. He's outstanding.
Let's give a shout out. Who's the FFL handling the transfers?
That is Range. Yet? Yes, Range 129 here in Epsegan.
Epsegan. Okay, so guys and girls, Range 129 has graciously volunteered to be the FFL. So anybody that buys a gun or wins a gun, they're going to do the transfer gratis, as a forgetting the plug, obviously. So that's a wonderful thing. So Sandy, I'm too far to volunteer for the transfer. I'm great Range 129, but
you're gonna
email me all the info for the dinner because I'll sponsor and donate and do whatever you want as
thank you so much.
Can help. Well, it's all one big happy family, isn't it, though?
Yes, we are in it together for sure.
So this will be your first dinner that you're the chair of. Do you have volunteers?
I have a few, but I could use a few more guys. Anybody down here down south, I could use a hand.
I can tell you right now, we've done dinners. Sandy Berardi, that's on the show, we've done dinners. Reach out to Sandy and listen, she needs volunteers. Guys, girls, young and old, she needs donations. If your wife owns a hair salon, a nail place or whatever, you could buy gift cards for restaurants. If you're a restaurant product or service, she can use all of that for the silent auction. She could use gift baskets of booze or whatever. But you also need some volunteers. And the volunteer before the dinner is not that much. It's the day before the dinner and the night of the dinner. She needs volunteers to run the games and everything. And it's September 14th, and it's at the Cologne Firehouse, Atlantic County. So she needs some volunteers. If you went to the dinner that she just did so much work on, it'd be a nice way to pay it forward if six or seven people found it in their hearts that are listening to the show to reach out. And how can people find you, Sandy? What would you like them to email you?
They can email me, yes, at Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, 2A, Sanctuary, at gmail.com.
Sandy, 2A,
Sanctuary,
at gmail.com. Please,
yes,
she needs some volunteers. She needs some donations. She needs products, services, ideas. Anybody else who's ever done a dinner might want to chime in and help her. Anything. So go ahead, Sandy. Back to you, Sandy Hickerson. Talk about your dinner. Talk about everything.
Yes. I'm going to butcher his last name. John Ochipinetti. Did I say it right?
John Acapinti.
Close enough. Yeah. John Acapinti. He has been fabulous. I met him, Anthony, through the Gunfire radio show. And I reached out to him, and he has been so wonderful. He has been my first donation.
Ah.
Field of Dreams Landscaping. He already donated $100. Get that. A guy all the way up in Passaic County has donated to the Friends of NRA Atlantic County all the way down here. I can't thank him enough.
He's my landscaper, so we got to rig it so I win that. What I'll do is I'll bid. So here's how it works. This is how it works in my Second Amendment activism. I'm going to end up spending $200 to win that $100 gift card.
Absolutely. At least $200.
You know that, right? I'm going to give $200 to her dinner for that. I'm buying that gift card, Sandy, for $200. Right now, my bid is $200 for that $100 gift card. If nobody outbids it, it put that's it aside great. For me at the dinner. Okay.
You're how's wonderful.
That? All right. That's how that works. So put you, listen, I don't
you're
know
great.
If I'm in New Jersey, September 14th, I don't know what my plans are yet. If I'm here, I'm going to her dinner and we're going to buy tickets
that's
and we're going
great.
To sponsor it. If I'm not here, I'm donating stuff and I'm doing whatever is necessary because
you're it's so a generous.
Big, no, everybody, oh. you're generous, but I might be generous with that, but you're look at what you do with your time and your right. activism.
Exactly.
Plus you take care of your mom. You're her caregiver full time, right?
Oh my, yes. I take my mom with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. And
pictures.
She is such a
I
trooper.
I see her in the pictures.
Mm. Yep.
You know who really advocated for you to be on the show?
Teresa.
Rich Ford.
Oh, Rich Ford. Oh, yeah,
yes,
I love Rich.
Yes. Rich Ford
Great
came
guy.
In one day and said to me, he goes, you're having all these big hitters on the show. What about Sandy Hickerson? I'm like, whoa, I completely forgot about Sandy Hickerson. Then I'm like, wait a minute. She's always on the admin of the Firearm Syndicate 2 page and everything. I'm like, yeah. How did I not think of that? And here we are.
Because so, I'm little, yeah, you look right over me.
Exactly. Sometimes. What is that old saying? She may be little, but she is fierce, right?
Yes.
Right? Something like that.
I am mighty. Yeah.
I am mighty. So, no, I think it's great that you volunteered to be the chair at a dinner. It's a lot of work, and I wish you a lot of success. And
Thank you. It's
Sandy2A Sanctuary@gmail.com. Number 2, letter A, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So talk to us about your shooting and stuff. What's your favorite gun? What do you like to shoot? What's your favorite hobby? What you like and dislike about gun stores and gun ranges and what you like to see change and plant some seeds for people. Yeah. You're getting homework here. Go ahead.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not done because when we come back from the break, you're gonna give tips on how to get other people, especially women, involved in the shooting community.
Awesome. Yes. Well, I do have to say I'm more of a handgun girl than long guns.
Me too.
I guess because I am little and I have that short arm span, you know. So I would pick my Beretta. I have a Beretta PX. Oh my gosh,
Storm?
I can't even. Yes.
Is that not a great gun with a beautiful trigger?
Yeah. It is. It is
so easy to disassemble, so easy to rack the slide. That gun has what's known as a rotating bolt,
yeah.
So it has much less perceived recoil.
It really is not finicky with ammunition. I can pretty much run anything through it, even if it's reloads. It really isn't finicky at all. It's easy to rack. I just love it. I've taken all my training classes with this firearm and I'm just very comfortable with it. And you mentioned easy to clean and, you know, I watched the YouTube video and I did take a class and ladies, take a class, clean your own firearm. Don't hand it to your husband, clean it yourself. You will be so happy. So thankful because when you see the parts and how they move and how everything works together, it will make so much more sense in your head. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, this does this and that does that. So that was really empowering for me when I was hands-on, right? It's only me and my mom. And I got to know what I'm doing, right? You hear that bump in the night. And, you know, I talked about this. We just recently had a seminar a couple weeks ago. We've had a lot of scary stuff happening in my hometown. And so I wanted to reach out to my community and we had a situational awareness seminar. And we had some vendors there and everything. I'm getting off topic. Sorry.
No.
So,
go.
Right?
This is your show.
Yes.
Go.
So we had this seminar. And we wanted to be able to teach women, you know, that you're your own first responder.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you're going to call 911, but in that moment, in that time, you have to know what to do and how to do. So you hear that bump in the night, you know, do you know how to operate your firearm in the dark? What happens if you pull that trigger and your gun jams? Do you know how to unjam it? Do you know how to clear it? Like, it's so important. So take those classes, learn how to operate your firearm in the dark? You know, do you have a flashlight? Know where that flashlight is. You know, take the classes. It's so empowering when you start. It's all about education, just like Women for Gun Rights. Educate, not legislate. It's all about in the education. You know, educate yourselves and you will be so empowered, so moved, and you get excited, right? Like me, I'm excited right now. I have a million things running through my head. I can't pick which one to talk about next. You know, you get on fire, and that's what it's about. You want to be able to share your information with other people. And how about sharing that information with your legislators? You know, these guys, they don't know anything about guns. They don't know anything.
Nope.
They don't go to the range. They don't practice. Well, I got to tell you, I had the opportunity. I have been shooting with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. And let me tell you, he is a great shot. If he ever has to use his firearm, I'm telling you, you're going to be down on the first shot and you ain't coming back.
I want to backtrack to something you said, and I'm so glad Van Drew switched parties because he's a good champion.
Yes.
He was a pretty good Democrat, but he's a great Republican.
Yes.
So 34 years in this business, almost 15 years of having Gun for Hire Radio, and you get the distinct honor, and we've had many women on this show, but you were the first one that we've told women all the time that they should learn how to clean and field strip and reassemble their own firearms. They shouldn't rely on no man for that. And I'm a firm believer in that. But your perspective where you said, women, if you take the gun apart, clean it, put it back together, you'll see all the moving parts and you'll have a perspective on how that works. That's
Absolutely.
Priceless, Sandy Hickerson.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That is priceless,
so
because
it's,
you take so much mystery out of it.
Yep.
Because when you see how simple it is and how it works with the sear and the safety and the firing pin, you know, and the trigger reset and everything, you're like, oh, it's like not everybody's mechanical. It won't be an awakening for everybody, but that's a jewel that you just hit us with that you didn't even think you were going to hit us with. I've never heard anybody on our show ever say that before. Berardi, right?
Yep, right.
So,
it's so important.
It is.
Yep.
That's
important.
What I want to hear. Sandy, are we ready for a break, Berardi?
Yes,
all right,
we are.
Let's take a break and think about all of those thoughts, Hickerson, because I'm coming for you.
Yes. Okay. Already.
So if you live in anywhere in New York, NY Tac Defense, nytacdefense.com, use Gun for Hire for 15% off the monthly membership of $35. Where are you going to get a legal defense fund in the five boroughs and the entire state of New York for $35 a month? If you're in the 49 other states, U.S. Law Shield, uslawshield.com. Use Gun for Hire, one word, for code word. John Petrolino, Decoding Firearms, is available here online, Amazon. He's my man. He's also available at Aberdeen Guns in Monmouth County. By the way, Aberdeen Guns in Monmouth County, John, Sandy's going to need some donations. John Petrolino, Sandy's going to need some books, just so you know.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there. Lake Island Rifle and Pistol Club in Carteret is looking for junior rifle members. Visit lakeis.org. My doctor is Optimal Health Wellness NJ, Optimal Health Wellness NJ for concierge medicine. Zen Float Center, zenfloatcenter.com. Sharon Decker, that's close enough for you and your husband, Chris, to donate a gift card to Sandy's NRA event, by the way. I love guilting everybody. News2A.com. News2A.com is your clearinghouse for all things Second Amendment news. My guys at News2A.com, you should be advertising these NRA dinners in the state of New Jersey as well. Varsity Firearms Podcast, John Valenti. Check out the Varsity Firearms Podcast with John Valenti. He also should be promoting the NRA dinners, including Sandy's dinner, right? See, I'm guilting everybody, Sandy, into this. We'll get them all.
Perfect.
The next thing is we got a new sponsor right now, and it's our buddy Chad at NJ Liberty Cards. NJ Liberty Cards. He prints carry permits, FID, SORA cards, RPO, EMT. It's the same size as a credit card, so it will fit in your wallet. It won't peel, smudge, or fade. 24-hour turnaround. You email your PDF file okay, for the state or the scan, and he gets great reviews online and everything. It's legal. He was confirmed by the New Jersey State Police. It's good. And then when he's done, he shreds all of your files after he's printed them. And it's njlibertycards.com. Go on njlibertycards.com and tell him Gun for Hire sent you, please. Chad is a great, great guy, a huge 2A supporter. Also, standstrong.biz. Everybody that's on standstrong.biz should be donating to Sandy and John's dinners as well. I think it's important that we all stick together and support each other. I got a couple of emails. Dave Zanetti sent me an email that he's a suspenders and a belt type of guy as well. And I agree. If your pants are sliding down, especially if your gun is heavy, you should be a suspenders and a belt type of guy. Sandy, does anybody know where Stewartsville, New Jersey is?
Stewartsville?
No. Stewartsville. No. Well, I got an email from a Joe F. He's a longtime listener to Gun for Hire and Gun Lawyer Podcast, and he's learned so much. He thanks us for what we do for the 2A community. He said when his membership expired at another range, which is also an excellent place, he knew he had to follow his heart and join Gun for Hire as a gold member. His drive from Stewartsville is a bit longer, but well worth the trip. He goes, he's brought his neighbors and his wife. She's the one that gave me the two shirts. She gave me two shirts, Hickerson. One says pork roll country. The other one says Taylor ham country, by the way. I have them in my office. He goes,
oh, I love it.
I took my neighbors into the gun store, and Juan greeted them and was so helpful in helping them buy their next handgun. Juan has been awesome in helping me upgrade optics on 2 handguns. Oh, Joe must be getting old. He's got to upgrade optics on handguns. That's what happens when we go blind. It happens. He goes, that's, he goes, he loves this. He's worked with us so much. And he's just so happy with this place. He loves coming in and talking hockey and stuff with my staff. Joe, I love that we created that type of community. And that's what we implore our listeners all the time, to get out there and support those who support you. Evan Knappen is going to be here on May 10th from 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. Another U.S. Law Shield gun law seminar. Of course, our guy, John Acapinti, is having his NRA dinner, and he sent me an email that tickets are still for sale, still looking for more sponsors, obviously. So we have three dinners coming up. We have September 14th, the Atlantic County Firehouse, Cologne Firehouse in Atlantic County. October 2nd, the North Jersey Tides Estates. And October 17th is the Hunterdon County dinner, the Green Pond Country Club right over the border in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. You need to go to these dinners next year. I'm sure the Women for Gun Rights dinner. Sandy Hickerson, as soon as you get the dates for next year's dinner, I need to know so I'll make sure I'm not going to be away. And I will promote it right after your dinner is over, September 14th. I will start promoting it. For my listeners out there, every couple of weeks I Google my name because I Google my name and I Google Gun for Hire because I like to see if what negative stuff is out there and positive, but there's always negative stuff. And I see this article comes up. It's like the fourth hit under Anthony Calandro, and the website is called shootingrange.com. And I click on shootingrange.com, and there's a huge article about me and the Gun for Hire range. And I'm like, is this an old article? I don't remember doing this interview. I must be old, right? I'm getting old. I can't remember. The date of the article is March 15th, 2024. I don't know if this article was AI generated or person generated, but on shootingrange.com, there's only two articles, and one of them is mine, and the site is registered in England. The server is hosted in England. I don't know who did this article, but whoever did, I thank them. And if anybody can do some reverse engineering and find out who wrote the article, please let me know, and please give them a thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's got a picture of you on it.
Yeah. Shootingrange.com. It's everybody look at it. I posted it on social media. I'm like, can somebody tell me who did this article? I'd like to thank them.
Wow.
It's crazy. Now, the last thing I want to talk about before we get Sandy back on, because this is what drives me. I talk all the time, we're the third tier, right? So the first tier is the elites and the politically connected, the rich, and the government. The second tier is the illegals and the criminals who are treated like gold, right? And then the third tier is us, what's left of the middle class, the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, right? But we, the third tier, we're being forced to fund our own demise. We're paying for forgiveness on student loans. The government's not paying for the student loans. We're paying to forgive these student loans. We're paying to fund the illegals and the criminals that come in this country. We're paying for the foreign wars through the taxes. We're sending money to countries that hate us, where we should let them hate us for free, right? It's our money. We're being taxed into oblivion. We have no representation with over taxation, and no one gives a shit about us. It's not self-sustaining. We need more people to wake up. That's why they want to take our guns. You cannot have a functioning country where the majority of the voters have no party that represents them. Something has to give. The first tier, they need to stop looking at the third tier as a home equity loan with no limit and no payback. I know, obviously, it'll never happen until the revolution comes, I guess, but we're tired of it. I am tired of it. We have no say. 80% of Americans think we should deport the criminal illegals. 68% of Americans do not think we should be sending money to the Ukraine anymore. Yet in our faces, they just do it because, like I say all the time, once you realize they hate us, it all makes sense. Yep. If it wasn't for people like me and Berardi and Sandy Hickerson, all she's 4'11 and a half, by the way. I'm not forgetting that half because I'm not pissing her off. She's 4'11 and a half. What you don't realize, listeners that just listen to the show and don't get active and don't donate and don't volunteer and don't spread the word, you're not helping. We need an army to triple and quadruple and quintuple in size, extrapolated out there. We have this 4'11 and a half woman who, when I read her credentials and what she's involved in, damn it, if everybody did 10% of what she does, yep, in the two-way community, we would fix every problem we have in this damn country. And it starts at the grassroots, like her going to these council meetings. All of us, Trevor talked about it, Sandy Berardi talks about it, run for dog catcher, run for school board, run for city council. Local elections count. The federal government is tainted beyond repair. The state government tainted beyond repair. We need to start from the bottom and grassroots, because if we don't, this country's going to be split in half, first and second tier against the third tier. We are headed for a revolution.
Yeah.
Do you all agree with me?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that's my rant for today. I love this country and I don't want to see it happen. But the elites, they hate us. Yeah, all right. They hate us.
Sure.
So, Sandy, my rant is over. So you're into shooting. You have your Beretta, which we,
yes,
all love, the PX4 Storm. So you go to the range. What's your local range? You can say it if you want. It's up to you. Is it range 129 or?
Yes. Range, okay. 129. Yep.
And, yep. You go there and you're one of the guys.
I don't go there enough.
Right? Okay. Well, nobody does.
Right?
I own a gun range. Yeah. I own a gun range. I'd be embarrassed to tell you the last time I shot a gun. I don't remember.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I drive a desk all day. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I luckily, right, it's one of those things you walk in and it's like Norm walking into Cheers. They do all know me. It's very welcoming. Embarrassed to say that I've never been up to Gun for Hire, you know, but you guys are three hours away for me.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a haul.
You do
enough. But, I'd rather you spend that 3 hours pissing people off and doing activism work.
Amen.
Seriously.
Yes. Well,
so
I do.
Go ahead.
Hit me. That's okay. I just wanted to plug. We actually have a little tiny fundraiser that Women for Gun Rights is doing. I don't have the date yet, but we're going to be having a damsel in defense.
Ooh,
nice.
Party. I love it.
Yes, because we just had this seminar a couple weeks ago, a situational awareness seminar, and we are having an NRA Refuse to Be a Victim class coming up on May 18th. It's a Saturday at 8 a.m. right here in Absecon. We had such a great turnout and such an interest from our situational awareness seminar that we decided to do another situational awareness class. So, and at the seminar, we had damsel in defense there, you know, because firearms aren't for everyone. Not everyone wants to own a firearm,
nope,
right?
Correct.
Some people have never handled one. They're just simply uneducated. You know,
but I also respect people that say a firearm's not for them. Knowing your limitations and knowing your abilities is very important. I've had people come here and shoot and say, yeah, it's fun, but it's not for me. I don't think I could commit to the time. I don't really, you know, I'm not embracing it that much. That's better off than buying one and thinking you're prepared and not taking any training or classes. So I agree. Right. There's a certain group of people that are like that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, yes. So we had Damsels in Defense at our seminar, and they did wonderful in sales. So many people were interested in their products. You know, they have the stun guns and, you know, striking tools and mace and stuff like that. So the business owner, her name is Christina Cunningham. She's a friend of mine. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, would you be willing to do a fundraiser for us? We'll do a party. We'll do hands-on where the girls can come and touch and see and hear all of the wonderful things about all of the products. And she was like, absolutely. So yeah, so we're going to be doing that soon. I'm working on a date right now with her for that. So yeah, so that's my plug for our Refuse to Be a Victim class, Saturday, May 18th. From 8 a.m. to 12 noon here in Absecon.
You have her email. Sandy, all future events, Women for Gun Rights, Danville in Distress, any events that you want to plug, just email them to me and I'll put them in the rotation with the plugs like every other, well, everything else. I'll just rotate it right through. Please, let's get the word out.
Absolutely.
That's what we do. Yeah. So you see how you took it upon yourself to plan this next thing in the damsel in distress? You're doing God's work and nonstop, but you take it in stride. For you, it just comes natural that you're doing this. And a lot of people will ride on your coattails, and that's okay, as long as they're working with you and not against you.
Absolutely.
That's the big part, right? That's the big part.
And that's the beauty of networking, right? Because I was looking for an NRA instructor for the Refuse to Be a Victim class. And turns out one of our delegates, Charlene Voda, from the down in the Villas in Cape May County, she has the certification. She's an instructor. So, so it's working out great. Yep.
You should become an instructor, too. You're an NRA instructor, so you should get the Refuse to Be a Victim. Is it all online now?
Yeah.
I believe instructor is online. Yeah, you should get it.
I believe so. Yes, I could look into it. You should get it, for sure.
I'm giving you more work.
Of course. You need something
thanks
else.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, you might have a free couple of hours next month, so you could squeeze that online class in and you become a Refuse to Be a Victim. I'm a Refuse to Be a Victim regional training counselor, but it's really not active anymore because once they went online for instructor courses, you don't need a regional counselor anymore. So, but it's a great class. That's a great way for non-gun. And I love what you said. A gun is not for everybody, but being aware, being in code yellow, situational awareness, knowing your surroundings and just knowing some safety tips, that is so important. So what else? What advice can you give people who are, you know, they only have their toe in the water when it comes to getting involved in the activism? And you said before, you know, go to meetings and get involved. You know, like, how about reaching out to someone you know that shoots and saying, listen, I'm kind of interested. Can I go with you one night? Like, to break that ice, or if anybody in your family, you know, summertime is coming. I guess people are going to go on vacations. Kids are going to be home from school and everything. It's a great time, especially for kids, to introduce them to firearm safety, especially if you have kids that are going to college, leaving the home. If there are any colleges are left, they're not all burnt to the ground by the end of the show, by the way. I don't know. The Marxists are running around full swing right now. But, you know, you can't think like your kids aren't going to come in contact with a firearm, even if you're anti-gun. And this is a great conversation to have with your friends and family that are anti-gun. You have to say, listen, more than half of every household in this country has a gun. To not teach your kids, you know, firearm safety and to stay away from a gun and what to do if a gun is presented in a house or a party or something is ignorant. You know, you can't stick your head in the sand. It's better to teach them. So go ahead, Sandy. Talk to us some more, Hickerson. Not you, Berardi. Go back to sleep.
I just really want to encourage people to get involved. Like you're saying, you know, don't be afraid to have those conversations. Don't be afraid to strike up a conversation. Being in the women's community, you know, some of the ladies are even afraid to wear an NRA shirt out in public. Mm. Or any gun-related shirt or hat or anything. And I feel like we shouldn't have to live like that. You know, wear whatever you want. But that's what I, you know, when I see an NRA shirt or a gun-related shirt, I get excited. I go up and I talk to them, you know. And you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what the conversation might be. But, you know, we have to have these conversations. We have to get people involved. And we have to educate, you know, just like I took the classes for, you know, firearm safety, my first class, you know, I was scared of to hold a gun or to shoot a gun. You know, I didn't know what to expect, what it was about or anything like that. And it's about education. It's about empowering. And so to pass that on to others is priceless. Just like you want to teach your children, right? They're our next generation coming up. We need to educate. We need to, like Anthony said, you know, take them to the range, get them hands on, teach them that safety first and foremost. You know, we want everybody safe. Absolutely. And, you know, just get out there. Just do your thing. Don't worry about it. If somebody doesn't agree with you, they don't agree with you. Who cares? Move on.
You know? It's interesting that you say that because in New Jersey, you know, Sandy Barardi coined the term, you know, closet gun owner. And the problem is a lot of people are reluctant to bring guns up, but there's ways they come up into conversations. We all know that with the crime waves that are going on and everything. And once you get that little sliver open in the door, you can step in and it's all about your presentation and everything. See, I always thought, you know, the women, generalizing, the women have the softest approach, the softest look, the softest touch for introducing other women and reluctant men to shooting sports, because the old stereotypical guy, the old stereotypical white guy, is what people, you know, the media for years have tied gun violence and, you know, gun accidents with white guys. And so when we approach somebody, they have more of an inherent fear than 4'11 and a half female approaching somebody because, well, they look at you and go, wait a minute, if she could do it, I probably could do it too. Like, it's inspiring and not in a derogatory way. Yeah. You know, if it's a 6'3" guy, 275 pounds bragging that shooting is easy, Sandy Hickerson, 4'11 and a half, is like, he's full of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. There's no way because the movie showed the recoil, I'm going to go flying 20 feet back and hit the wall. But, you know, when you're there advocating that, oh, I love to shoot, I shoot my 9mm all the time, you get this person that never thought about shooting before is looking at her going, maybe I can do it. Maybe I can try it. So you're going to have a much better success rate than the old fat old white guy, stereotypical fat white guy. And that was by design, by the media, by creating us as being the evil people. Yep. It prevents people from getting involved in the sports. That's why when I see someone like you, a female in small stature, out there advocating for us, it's gold. It's because I can't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so it's gold. I can do everything else, but I can't do that. And, you know, it's funny. You said the first class you went to, you were scared, right?
Yes, absolutely. Right? So, I didn't know what to expect. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I've been doing this so long. I see couples in my range all the time. And you'll see the guy, they're renting. The guy is all excited. And I can see the body language of the woman. If I was to walk up behind her and go, boo, she'd jump right out of her wig, right? She's not even wearing a wig. Uh-huh. So I'll go over and say, hey, how you guys doing? Oh, good, 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 good. And like the husband will go, ah, she's nervous. You know, like she's a sissy because she's nervous or something. And I'll look at the woman. I'll go, see, you know why you're nervous? And she'll be like, no, why? I said, because guns are dangerous and women are smarter than men. And you're nervous because you know guns are dangerous. He's a man like me. We're reckless. Men make mistakes. I always use this analogy, Sandy. I say, if you watch a YouTube video of two people getting on a toboggan on a third-story roof of a Cape house, and going down the roof into a pool and quite possibly dying or breaking their necks. Sandy Hickerson. Is it ever women? It's never women. It's women videotaping it because men are stupid and men are reckless, right? And I'm not,
it's true.
I'm not
it's
sexist true. By any means, but I would rather lead an army of 1,000 men 17 to 23 years old than 10 women 17 to 23 years old because the women would question shit.
Right.
Like, that's dangerous, right? 17 like, to 23 what are you, year old mind? Men will fight to see who's going to land on the hand grenade first. I'll show him, right? Because we think we're invincible. We think guns are in our DNA, and we're not as smart as women, and we're reckless. That's what – and once I use these analogies, right, the women calm down. I diffuse it. And then they'll seek me out after they'll shoot, and they'll go, you were right. I shot better than him, blah, 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 blah. I love that, and I love using that analogy. Guns are dangerous. You should be nervous. It's your first time shooting a gun. He's not nervous because he's stupid.
Right.
When the first time I shot a gun, I wasn't nervous.
Right.
So that's how it works. So what you said is pure gold. You were nervous, rightly so. You're nervous because guns are scary and dangerous. You didn't know what to expect. But then was your first shot close to the bullseye?
Oh, yes. Well, see, that's the thing, right? Is you're like a little sponge.
Yep.
So you listen to the instructor, you listen to what they say, then you apply it. And honestly, that's how God made men different from women.
Yep.
He made women we're multi-talented, right? We can do multiple things, right? We're feeding the kids, we're doing the laundry, washing the dishes, right? We can do all of those things all at the same time. So we're perfect when it comes to firearms, right? Because we can aim, we can breathe, we can squeeze the trigger. You know, we can think of all of those things in our head all at the same time.
And you listen.
And yes.
You don't muscle the gun.
Right.
You don't muscle the gun. You don't overpower the gun. Yeah. And like Sandy said, you listen.
And there's a time and a place, I think, for, you know, a man to teach a woman how to shoot. But sometimes, you know, women need to be taught by other women. Yep. Because like then, Anthony, how you were able to diffuse their fears. Yeah, we can kind of put it. We're on the same level. We're on the same playing ground. So, you know, we might be able to explain things a little differently and, you know. Teach them a little easier.
And, you know.
Exactly. You know.
I agree.
Yeah.
The perspective of a woman teaching a woman and giving women advice. That's why we have the ladies' nights here, like every 2 months, so that the women can all meet. Yeah, they can all meet and they can discuss stuff. I flow through. I say hi to everybody. I grab a plate of food and I disappear, you know. But I just love seeing, you know, all the women in one room. And then when they go in the range to shoot, they're comparing holsters. They're comparing this. They're comparing that. That's just a marvelous thing. And again, it's what was the first gun you shot then?
It was my Beretta.
You're a 9mm. Was your first shot? First gun.
Yeah.
And who guided you to buy that gun? Because that gun is a huge, huge, solid choice. Did you research it or?
No, I went to a local gun shop here, is Zeus's Sporting Goods. Unfortunately, they're no longer there. They did close, but they were there for many, many years. From when I was a kid, I remember them being there. And so I went to them and I said, hey, you know, I need to buy my first gun. What do you recommend? And he recommended the Beretta. Honestly, it's a little too big for my hands. Knowing now, you know, looking back, I probably shouldn't have bought the Beretta because it is a little too big. But I absolutely love it. Like I said, I've taken all my training classes with that firearm and love it. But yeah, so Zeus's was like, you need to take a safety class. I highly recommend a safety class. And at that time, Range 129 wasn't open yet. So I took my classes at the Atlantic County Firearms Training Facility.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know a lot of people don't like that range. They're only open on weekends, but that's where the police officers go and train Monday through Friday. But I tell you what, the instructors there are top notch. They really care. They listen. They're great teachers. I can't say enough about them. My best friend, Kim Quigley, she's an instructor there. She works in the office, and she is absolutely amazing. And she's a big reason why I am where I'm at now, because she took me to my first rally in Trenton. Yes, they had a couple of jitneys, and we all went up to Trenton. And that was my first time going there. So, Kim Quigley, it's all your fault.
Manny Circa took me to my first rally in Trenton. He rented a bus during the assault weapons ban. It was in the early 90s. That's what lit my bug. You know, I'm going to make a joke, but I'm going to explain something here. So Sandy Hickerson says that her Beretta PX4 Storm is a little too big for her hands. She's 4 foot 11 and a half. 99% of the handguns out there are too big for her hands.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Okay, so they're definitely too big for her hands. So she has now, the good thing is, Sandy, is so many smaller guns are out and available in New Jersey because we have concealed carry. When you bought your gun back then, concealed carry was a dream in New Jersey. So your gun stores probably wouldn't have had a lot of micro compact guns.
Right.
And it wouldn't have been good for you to learn what a micro compact gun anyway. You would have had more severe recoil. You would have had a shorter front to rear sight distance. Yeah. And it would have been hard. It might have turned you off. Mm. We might not have you working in our army right now if your first gun was a teeny gun.
Yeah.
It's true.
So in a way, everything works out. But as tiny as you are, you learned to adapt and you learned how to shoot that gun.
Yes.
Right. No excuses. You want to hear the guys that come in here and qualify when they fail. I shoot better with my 365 than I do with my Hellcat. No, you're shit. I always tell everybody the nut behind the trigger needs to be adjusted.
Right.
That's what I tell everybody. The nut behind the trigger needs to be adjusted. Don't give me a hard time. If you shoot a semi-auto gun, you can qualify with any semi-auto gun. Because you failed, don't say, well, it's because I didn't have my Glock. I came right from work, and I only had my thing. I didn't have my Glock. Get out of my face.
You should be able to pick up a brick and shoot.
Correct. Whatever. Throw rocks at the target. Right. Whatever you have to do. But you know what? Women, when they fail, they go, yeah, I got to practice some more. It wasn't what I expected. And they own it, and they walk out. The guys, my arthritis, my foot, my knee, my eye. I need to see the eye doctor. I worked a double shift last night. I could write a book. I could write a 1,000-page book of men excuses for failing police, retired police, security, and private quals since I've been doing this for 33 years. I got every excuse possible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, and look at you. Tiny stature, you got a full-size frame gun, you learned how to shoot it, right?
Yep.
But you're not going to get another gun like that with that rotating barrel. That perceived recoil on that gun is almost non-existent compared to a regular gun that with locking lugs, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
that gun was a phenomenal design by Beretta.
Yeah,
and it didn't catch on as much because of all like the proliferation of Glocks, obviously, and Sig Sauer with their marketing out there. It kind of buried that gun. It's more of a Wildcat gun, but I own a couple of them. I absolutely love that gun.
So great.
You did good, and the gun store that sold it to you made a good choice. Any experience with revolvers?
Slight. Okay. I when I first started going to the range, I would see all these people coming in with these, you know, all these bags and all this gear, and I'm like, what are these people, nuts? Like, why do they need all this stuff? Yeah, now I'm one of those nuts, because I went to the range one time with a friend, and she had an old Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum, and it was well broken, and that was the first revolver I ever shot. It was smooth as butter. Never wanted to own a revolver till I shot that gun. Then I had the opportunity. I got a Taurus used. I didn't shoot it before I bought it, and I'm disappointed. And I'll tell you why. Only because the grip is too big. Like Anthony pointed out, all grips for me are too big. And the trigger pull on this thing is like 5 pounds.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I got it from a security company that went out of business. So right, it was hardly really shot, so it's not broken or anything, and the trigger pull is just tremendous, and it's just too hard for me to shoot.
You could bring it to a gunsmith and tell them to fix the trigger. They'll make it lighter.
Well, my nephew is in the Army, currently serving. Patrick Hickerson, yes. And he shot it, and he loves it. So leaving to him in my will. Perfect. He can have it. Perfect. Yes.
Sandy Hickerson, we're getting ready to close the show. Final words, and tell people how to contact you so they could support you. That's how you're going to close the show out. You will be on again in a few months. I loved having you on. Your perspective was phenomenal. So close the show, and then Sandy Hickerson, hand it to Sandy Berardi, please.
Yes, you can contact me at Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, 2A, sanctuary at gmail.com. And don't forget to sign up Women for Gun Rights on our website, womenforgunrights.org. We would love to have you. We need you. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate you. And see you on the range.
Tell Mommy said hello.
Well, it looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, New York, New York. On behalf of our show host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, author of Crime Proof, Beat Like a Criminal and Beat Them at Their Own Game, which, even though it was not mentioned in this show, is still available at every place you can find good books, and at the Gun Shop Bookshop Gun Range, known as Gun for Hire, and various other gun ranges throughout the state, which you'll have to hunt and peck for, but you'll be able to find it. And that's pretty much it. From the shadows of the New York City skyline, pork roll country, and down here on the Alabama coast, where it is 82 degrees and sunny, eat your heart out, we love you guys. God willing, Jesus tarries, and the batteries hold out. We will see you again next week.